The computer systems and database of one of the country's largest travel insurance companies has been hacked and parts of its customer database posted online. Aussie Travel Cover, a privately owned New South Wales-based business, has known about the hack since before Christmas, but opted not to tell insurance policy holders. Travel agents who sell Aussie Travel Cover policies to their clients have today been left to explain the situation to irate customers. Some only found out that their details had been leaked after being contacted by PM. And despite the ABC obtaining an admission from the hacker about what he's done, police have so far failed to investigate. Will Ockenden reports.
It's a privacy breach that touches some of the country's most senior figures in the courts, police, government, business and media. But it's not just the influential who've had their private details stolen. Database logs show it could affect hundreds of thousands of Australians.
The data shows about 750,000 records of personal, assumably Aussie information, so things like address and partial credit card details.
Troy Hunt is a computer security expert.
Well, there's two things here. So there's what has been publicly disclosed, and then there's all the stuff that the attacker hasn't released publicly, yet may be selling via the black market or passing on through other nefarious means.
On the 18th of December last year, travel insurance provider Aussie Travel Cover was made aware that its computer system had been hacked. The hacker stole a large amount of personal information, including names, phone numbers, email addresses, travel dates, and how much policies cost. Aussie Travel Cover is a privately owned business, well regarded in the travel industry, and let third-party agents know about the hack a few days later on the 23rd of December. But while agents were informed, customers and policyholders have been left in the dark. Intentionally. In an email to agents, the company explained that because it had engaged consultants to help investigate the breach, it said, quote, "At this stage, there is no reason to advise policyholders," unquote.
The worry is things like identity theft. So when you have names, email addresses, other personally identifiable information, does that mean that that person may then be at risk of someone else coming along and stealing their identity?
So who is the person responsible? Well, according to the international security research firm Intel Crawler, the hacker is known under his internet name, Abdillo. PM has been chatting online with Abdillo, trying to work out why he hacked Aussie Travel Cover and what he planned on doing with the information. He said he was bored and admitted it was reckless. As for the long arm of the law, he said he wasn't worried about the police. The Intel Crawler report links Abdillo's various online personas and claims he lives in Queensland. But despite the report, the Queensland and New South Wales police say they aren't investigating, and Aussie Travel Cover has today gone to ground.
Thank you for calling Aussie Travel Cover.
Late this evening, Aussie Travel Cover sent the ABC a statement saying it's aware of the issue and cooperating with law enforcement. It declined to provide any further information.
Please inform your consultant if you wish to listen to our privacy message.
The company has known for more than a month about the hack, and has taken steps to try and fix the hole the hacker got in. Aussie Travel Cover took its entire website offline for a month to fix the problem. But it appears it was too late for many, including Sophia, who had previously purchased Aussie Travel Cover insurance via a travel agent.
It actually makes me feel quite uncomfortable to know that your personal details are out there in the hands of someone that you haven't authorised for them to be in the hands of.
And when was the first time you heard about it?
When you rang me about an hour ago.
A log shows the entire structure of the company's database, including how many records are in it. One part of the system, called Policies, has more than 770,000 records. Another, called Banking, contains more than 100,000. In the email to agents, Aussie Travel Cover says no credit card records or bank details are kept on the website or in the database. However, the ABC has seen records which appear to be the first and last parts of a credit card number. The rest of the number is redacted. Sophia says she should have been told.
If your personal information that you've given a company and you've paid the money and that information somehow gets in the hands of other people, they should let you know there's been some privacy breach. And that way then you can actually take the precautions.
The breach has also exposed a serious fault with the way authorities handle these types of privacy breaches. The ABC has been told the hacker lives in Queensland, but when PM contacted the Queensland police, we were referred to the police in New South Wales, as that's where the hack allegedly took place. The New South Wales police said over the weekend, and confirmed again today, that no one is investigating the matter. On a federal level, late today, the Australian Federal Police revealed it was aware of the matter. But over the weekend, the AFP said nothing, instead referring the matter to the Attorney-General's Department. It said the National Computer Emergency Response Team, or CERT, wouldn't confirm if it was investigating anything. Australia's Privacy Commissioner wasn't available for an interview either, but Timothy Pilgrim says he was told of the breach on the 22nd of December. However, he's still deciding if there'll be a formal investigation, which leaves us in a somewhat of a perverse situation, where it's the hacker himself that's the only one talking about the data breach.
And communicate he does. As the story mentioned, the hacker goes by the online name Abdillo. An internet security firm based in the United States says he's likely to be a teenager living in Queensland. The ABC cannot yet independently verify those details and has asked Abdillo unsuccessfully several times for a recorded interview. But he has been talking via online chat with ABC producer Ben Sveen for several days now, saying that he knows hacking is irresponsible. Our reporter Will Ockenden has read the transcripts and joins me now. Will, what has he been saying?
Well, he's been saying to us quite a lot. He freely admits to the hack and also the hacking and attempted hacking of a lot more websites and internet services. He's been telling us he tests these websites, but's recently been focusing specifically on Australian websites. But the worrying thing here is that not all of his data breaches are released online for all to see. He says that some of the attacks, the possible hacks, are actually sold online to others secretly, who then exploit those vulnerabilities using that private information you can get from these types of attacks for other criminal purposes. And he says in the last 6 months, he sold around about $3,000 worth of vulnerabilities to other hackers, and he would have sold more, but his buyers, he says, keep getting arrested. He says, if you're vulnerable to hacking, 99% of the time, I'm going to steal everything and release it and or sell it.
How does he do it?
Well, security experts say this type of attack actually isn't that hard. In fact, with the right tools, they could actually be done by children. It's called an SQL injection attack, and most of the hacks we've actually seen look like that the hackers have been exploiting really old Microsoft server software. So the problem with having the outdated software means that you're potentially leaving your entire database open to anyone who comes along. And the SQL injection attacks have been around for quite a while, but IT security experts are saying there's actually the number is rising of late. And it also seems like the hackers have a virtual smorgasbord of choice. There are thousands of websites and servers out there with running the old software. So it's really just a matter of picking the so-called low-hanging fruit.
Any movement at the state police level?
Not yet. And in any case, Abdillo has said that anything he's got, all the databases, is actually encrypted, and he'll hit a button, a delete button, if the police come barging through the door. And so in some discussions with him, it seems like he wants to get caught, and he sort of taunts the police. One of the quotes went along the lines of, "They know who I am and where I am. Because of the Intercrawler report, they have a full-blown report on me. I've got a giant arrow pointing at me, yet no cops so far."
Will Ockenden reporting, and his offer of a recorded interview stands. The producer on that story is Benjamin Sveen.